Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues band. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Bob House. He's with bizbysell.com, and BizQuest, by the way. I forgot to mention that. As BizQuest.com, the Internet's largest business for sale marketplaces. Tell us about those two, Bob.
Yeah, well, they're the largest online marketplaces for buyers and sellers to find a place and find opportunities for small businesses. We see thousands of businesses trade hands enabled by the platform every year. We have 1.5 million visits to over 2 million visits to the websites each month, if you count both websites. And it's a great place for business owners who've built value in their businesses over the years to be able to realize their financial rewards, and for entrepreneurs to get into an area where they can build equity in themselves in a less risky way than a traditional high failure rate of startups.
There you go. So bizbysell.com and bizquest.com, right?
That's correct. Yep.
We talked in the previous segment about your polling you did recently, which is on what the government should be working on. Primarily, first segment we talked about their opinion of the new regime, the new administration, and the president. But you also asked them about things like the Affordable Care Act, what should be done about that, and they told you, didn't they?
They did. 60% of owners and of prospective buyers wanted it repealed, but there were very specific aspects they wanted repealed and things that they wanted to keep. The things that were top of their list to have repealed were the individual mandate to have insurance or payment penalty, 51%, government subsidies, 34%, and mandating companies with greater than 50 employees provide health coverage, which obviously greatly impacts small business.
Impacts our ability to grow.
That's right, absolutely.
No, that was an absolute direct blow to small business, that the Affordable Care Act was. Small business owners hate Obamacare. We hate Obamacare. And the polling over and over again shows that. So I'm not surprised you got that information in your polling. Also, tax reform, right? They like tax reform. We need that. We need every 80% of the people that I polled recently about getting a tax cut said they would put the money back in their business.
I don't doubt that. These owners are continually investing in their business, and they would certainly do great things for their values as it relates to our marketplace. These businesses trade as a multiple of earnings, and nothing like boosting your earnings through a nice tax cut.
That's right.
Ultimately, it would aid these owners when they go to sell if they're more profitable.
And if you're like me, you believe in dynamic scoring, which I do. I'm a supply sider. I believe in dynamic scoring. I believe that if you give small business owners a tax break, they'll give that money back to you moreover, and through reinvesting and growing the economy. I don't know about Wall Street. I don't know about corporate America, but Main Street will do it.
Well, Main Street's the engine of growth for this country, so absolutely.
So, all right. I want to switch horses just a little bit. Folks, Bob's organization does a quarterly survey of people buying and selling businesses. And Bob, you're going to come back on a regular basis and give us more on that in the future. But before you go this time, give us a quick glimpse into what you found out in the last survey.
Yeah, we've been doing this, collecting this data for over 10 years. We have a lot of brokers who use our platform to sell businesses for their clients. And when they remove listings from our website, we collect comp data, and we track trends on that nationally and by top 40 metro markets, and have done that for 10 years by quarter. So what we're seeing is a lot of activity in the marketplace, actually more sold businesses in Q1 than we've seen since we've started recording this data back in 2007. 2,368 reported small business sales. Now, that sounds like a small number, and remember, this is just a sample. We don't know of a larger data set out there. And so that's actually 29% higher than it was a year ago.
Wow.
And so it's very interesting. I think, you know, there's a couple of things at play there. It's just a good time to get into a business. There's a lot of optimism now with the new administration. And I think a lot of sellers who have survived the lean years of the recession are seeing it as a good time to exit. A lot of, you know, boomers are driving the supply, and it's, you know, time to retire. We're also seeing a lot of improving fundamentals in these businesses that are trading hands. We've seen a three-plus year steady increase in the median revenue and cash flow of these businesses mm-hmm. that are trading hands. And so these businesses are getting stronger, more profitable.
Have you found, quickly, as we go to a break, I've got to wrap it up here pretty quick, Bob, but have you found that small business owners, after the silver lining of 8 years of Obama, is that through deleveraging, small business balance sheets are stronger than they were 10 years ago? Have you found that?
I would say they are, yes.
How could they not be, right? They got out of debt, right?
That's right.
If they survived, they got out of debt, didn't they?
That's hey, Bob, right. Survival of the fittest.
BizBuySell.com and BizQuest.com, is that right?
That's correct.
Come back another day. Thanks. Bye.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.